Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I have a theory, and I think you will all agree. For every 10 nice things you do, "Oh, the photocopy machine is empty, there's no paper, I guess I'll just fill up the tray. Oh, the community car that everybody uses is on empty, no problem, I'll just fill it up with gas. Oh, the vacuum cleaner bag is full, let me replace that. Oh, there's no more replacement bags, no worries, I'll just order another one. Oh, somebody just walked in the door with muddy, dirty feet, no problem, I'll just clean it up." For every 10 nice things that you do that nobody notices and you get no thank yous, there's always going to be one person that's going to yell at you for something that you didn't do. "Father, you forgot to mention the mass intention. It was for my father. I was hoping that you would mention it. Did you remember to order the Paschal candle for Easter? I sent you an email, and I thought it was important, but apparently you're too busy running these days." So for every negative, for every flaw that we have that somebody points out to us, you know, we typically feel sad or maybe just a little bit disappointed in ourselves. Not me. Not me. The reason why is because of those moments when somebody points out my flaws, I'm not thinking about the flaw. I'm thinking about the 10 things that I just did that nobody recognizes. And so I come to the thought to myself, I think, gee, maybe I'm not so bad. Now I say that because in the gospel, Martha tells Jesus that Mary, her sister, isn't pulling her weight. Essentially, she's lazy. And she does this right in front of Mary. How do you think Mary feels? So what does Jesus do? Jesus immediately looks at the nice stuff that Mary does. "Well, thank you, Mary, for keeping me company and listening to my words. You know, it's true that the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, Lord of Lords and King of Kings, the Savior that was sent into the world, is in your house, in your living room, and you're taking time to listen. Because, you know, there's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to want to know what I said to you in this living room. And you're going to go out and you're going to evangelize. You're going to tell people what I say here. You have chosen the better part." And Mary must be thinking to herself, gee, maybe I'm not so bad. Here's the faith lesson. No one bats 1,000. No one bats 400. So when somebody points out your flaws, or your strikeouts, or your missteps, and you start to feel disappointed in yourself or sad, don't. Don't. You know, every day is a gift. Every day is precious. And we want to perform at the highest level. In order to do that, You have to eat well, get sleep, exercise, pray. But most important, is to keep positive.